All right, you're chatting to a friend and they casually suggest you all get together before Christmas for a get-together. And then you find yourself trying to squeeze them in between the work Christmas party, your sporting club's end-of-year social and your in-laws' pre-Christmas barbecue. And that's before you deck your own halls by the presents and coordinate who's bringing the normal pudding and the gluten-free one. It's a lot at this time of year, but my next guest says there's a simple solution. So are you embracing slow Christmas? Amanda Slinger is a sleep and rest expert and is advising us all to take a little step back. Amanda Slinger, good afternoon.
Hi, Prue. How are you?
Look, I'm really well. Why do we feel so pressured to have, host and attend so many end-of-year gatherings?
Yeah, look, I really don't know the answer to that. It's just this human phenomenon. We just get to the end of the year and it's almost like there's this, you know, we all fall off the end of the, you know, end of the cliff on the 31st of December. We have to get everything done before that date when, yeah, what's the pressure about? Yet we just seem to load our end of year with, like you were saying, Christmas parties and, you know, project deadlines and, you know, got to order the school, the kids, you know, stationery for next year. Everything happens at the end of the year. And I just think we need to just recheck. And of course, who doesn't say, I'm not going to do this again next year, but we need to just start thinking about it and acting on it.
How early do you have to start thinking about it, though? Because, I mean, in some families, particularly if you are across the state or if you're in different states, a lot of these decisions get made much earlier in the year because of travel and those sorts of things.
Yeah, I just think it's sort of now, like we're already into that Christmas hectic, you know, time. It's almost too late. Christmas parties, you know, people have got Christmas parties all booked. So really, you know, my message around Christmas parties is, you know, Christmas parties, it's a great idea, but do we really need to have all the Christmas parties for every different social network that we're involved in? Could we not perhaps schedule something in the new year, not so much a New Year's Eve party, but something in the new year whereby we're all a lot more sociable, we're a bit more friendly at that time, we've got less stress, and we've also got a lot more to talk about, you know, from our holidays and if we've taken a break over Christmas. So I think, you know, now's the time to be planning for next year's or not having next year's Christmas party. But yeah, I think as early as you can, really, particularly if you are travelling interstate for different family events. Really is. It's about planning.
It is a bit of a mindset shift, though, isn't it? Because if you're in a workplace, there is a real expectation that at the end of the year, there's a wind down, there is a thank you to everybody for the year that was, and it's a really a ritual, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And my idea about, well, it's almost like the SOS, save our souls and be the Christmas Grinch and cancel the Christmas party. Well, just probably that's a bit harsh, cancelling it, but rescheduling it. It is a different, it's a mindset shift, but why not have the start of the year party? And it's a celebration of the year ahead, and you can still reflect back on the year that was, but it's also a year about, well, you know, what are we going to do differently this year? But it has this more sort of positive spin, and we don't feel so desperate to have a blowout at the start of the year. At the end of the year, I don't know about you, Prue, but I've certainly been to a lot of Christmas parties where people have just been so stressed and it's just a huge blowout. And the next day we're regretting it in terms of having to then recover from that, let alone recover from the stress that we were already loaded up with. So it is. It's a mindset shift I think people should think about. I'm not saying we have to, but just something to reflect on.
So is it hard to say no, though? And how do you say no with good grace?
Well, yes, I'm still learning. But certainly for me, I am one of those people, like probably you and everyone else, that this year it's going to be different and we don't do it. Well, this year I am doing it differently. And I'm not scheduling anything. I'm not making any Christmas party arrangements. I'm attending some, but I'm not planning any. So I'm not adding to the burden of other people. And just being gracious. It's, you know, we don't need to attend every single party. What are the important ones that we need to be present for?
You're a sleep expert as well, Amanda. I'm really keen to hear your advice because, you know, we're talking about a time of year where things get very busy, but also, as you mentioned, you might be going to quite a few events. And if alcohol is involved, that's that can be really problematic for sleep. So what are you thinking around how we actually protect our well-being at this time?
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head, Prue, with the alcohol. It's such a big part of our society, and I love my drinks, but it's just the fact is clear that one single glass of alcohol will upset our sleep, and it's not just upset; it disrupts our sleep in so many ways. It fragments our sleep, so we wake up more frequently. You might not know that you are, but you are. It reduces our REM sleep, which is that really important sleep sort of towards the, we have most of it towards the end of our, the second half of the night. But if you really want to be on your A game tomorrow, you just need to avoid alcohol tonight. And you know, of course, it's Christmas. We want to have that social function. So it's just how many social functions and events are you going to go to and have more than one or two drinks. And I've been trying this out with the various places I've been to, whether it's just to catch up with my partner for a drink. It's looking at the alternates on the menu, and I never thought I'd be the person to be saying that, but I have, and there's some really fantastic non-alcoholic cocktails and mocktails they call them that aren't those sickly sweet ones, some really refreshing ones with, you know, ginger and all sorts of beautiful things.
Yeah, once upon a time you were really, it was lemon, lime and bitters, and that was basically it, or a soft drink if you didn't want to drink. And now there are a lot more kind of adult options that you can take.
There are. Yeah, and they're really lovely, refreshing. And really the alcohol's one thing, particularly, you know, I'm really big on the whole road safety campaign at this time of the year. My background is in risk management and safety. And, you know, our national road and workplace safety stats are a deadly reminder that, you know, the importance of sleep and the impact of poor sleep, of fatigue and inattention at this time of year, we really need to be mindful of it.
Yeah.
You know, alcohol consumption goes up, but we're also rushing and speeding because we're trying to, you know, cram all those different things that we talked about earlier in. And I've got this new approach where it's called Driving Miss Daisy. And it's, I don't know if you remember that movie.
I do,
but
yes.
Yeah, and it's just slow down. We can drive slower than the speed limit. It is possible. And it's this really strange psychological phenomenon. I'm not a psychologist. I don't know what happens. But if someone interrupts me from being speedy and fast, I get really cross. I get, you know, annoyed. But if I choose to deliberately slow down myself, it has this incredible calming feeling. And I actually did it this morning on the way to an event. So, yeah, maybe try that one out.
Not too slow, though. You don't want to, you don't want to get people road raging with you all over the place, do you?
No.
Amanda, really good to talk with you. Thank you very much for your insights. I feel now that I have permission to say I'm just gonna pull back a little bit. We're going to slow down and I will reschedule a few things for the new year.
And just one last thought really is mental health at this time of the year is another really important reminder, and sleep is foundational for great mental health. You know, if we want to be less irritable and more sociable and have difficult conversations, and it is a stressful time of the year, having a great night's sleep really puts us, you know, up for the best day ahead.
Yes. So, yeah, Christmas Eve, go to bed, don't have a drink, just, you know, rest and relax, and then you won't be raging at the rallies on Christmas Day. Amanda, thank you for your time.
Welcome, Prue.
Amanda Slinger is a sleep and rest expert. She has a website called sleepspot.com.au. She actually works with organisations around organisational health, which is one of the reasons that she is advocating maybe having a rethink about the end of year Christmas party to try and sort of reduce the amount of things that you're contractually obliged to do at the end of the year and try and just reduce some of that stress.